To Helen by Edgar Allan Poe. Recorded for LibriVox.org. I saw thee once, once only, years ago. I must not say how many, but not many. It was a July night, and from out a full-orbed moon that, like thine own soul, soaring, sought a precipitate pathway up through heaven, there fell a silvery silken veil of light, with quietude and sultiness and slumber, upon the upturned faces of a thousand roses that grew in an enchanted garden, where no wind dared to stir unless on tiptoe, fell on the upturned faces of these roses that gave out in return for the love light their odorous souls in an ecstatic death, fell on the upturned faces of these roses that smiled and died in this patterate, enchanted by thee and by the poetry of thy presence. Clad all in white upon a violet bank, I saw thee half reclining while the moon fell on the upturned faces of the roses, and on thine own upturned, alas, in sorrow. Was it not fate that on this July midnight, was it not fate, whose name is also sorrow, that bade me pause before the garden gate, to breathe the incense of those slumbering roses? No footsteps slurred the hated world and slept, save only thee and me. O heaven, O God, how my heart beats in coupling those two words, save only thee and me. I paused, I looked, and in an instant all things disappeared. Ah, bear in mind this garden was enchanted. The pearly luster of the moon went out, the mossy banks and the meandering paths, the happy flowers and the repining trees, were seen no more, the very roses' odors died in the arms of adoring airs. All expired save thee, save less than thou, save only the divine light in thine eyes, save but the soul in thine uplifted eyes. I saw but them, they were the world to me, I saw but them, saw only them for hours, saw only them until the moon went down. What wild histories seemed to he unwritten upon those crystalline celestial spheres, how dark a woe, yet how sublime a hope, how silently serene a sea of pride, how daring an ambition, yet how deep, how fathomless a capacity for love. But now, at length, dear Dian sank from sight into a western couch of thundercloud, and thou, a ghost amid the entombing trees, didst glide away. Only thine eyes remained. They would not go, they never yet have, lighting my lonely pathway home that night. They have not left me, as my hopes have, since. They follow me, they lead me through the years. They are my ministers, yet I their slave. Their office is to illumine and enkindle my duty, to be saved by their bright light, and purified in their electric fire, and sanctified in their Elysian fire. They fill my soul with beauty, which is hope, and are far up in heaven the stars I kneel to in the sad, silent watches of my night. While even in the meridian glare of day I see them still, two sweetly scintillant Venuses, unextinguished by the sun. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.